Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Plus, we're getting close. If you want to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance, July 19th at Oracle Park, we're going to give you that chance this hour and all week long in the 4 o'clock hours right here on Willard and Dibbs. One of the five winners will randomly get selected to be upgraded, and you will get sweet tickets. This is all courtesy of Live Nation. Keep listening. At some point this hour, we're going to tell you the contest is on, give you the cue to call, and you'll just need to be the fifth caller. We'll give you the contest line, all of that stuff. At some point later on this hour, caller five will end up being the winner. So stay tuned for that. Good luck. For more info and to buy My Chemical Romance suite tickets, log on to sfgiants.com/concerts. Also, shortly after 5 o'clock, we'll give away Caitlin Clark Valkyries tickets. They play each other tomorrow night at Chase Center. Grandy and I are going to do the show down at Chase Center tomorrow. As we get ready for this one, we've got tickets, so be with us in the 5 o'clock hour for that. And Alex Pavlovich down at the stadium, having just spoken to Bob Melvin, who is speaking right now, he will join us in just about 15 minutes. We wanted to play this and react to it. We haven't had a chance to yet, but here we are. I loved this. I thought this was important because so many people in Boston, Papelbon, David Ortiz, little sprinkle of Johnny Damon this morning with Shasky and Spadoni. And then obviously the ownership and executive branch of the Boston Red Sox have all been saying things about Rafi Devers in the last 48 hours that are not kind to his character, to his situation. So this is from Bleacher Report. Listen to what Pedro Martinez says about Rafi Devers and the idea of being a locker room cancer.
I was shocked, just like everybody else. I was shocked because if you try to sell to me, knowing Rafi Devers, that Rafi is a bad teammate or he's not a team player, you're lying. You're going to tell me he's a bad influence in the clubhouse? He's not. Does he want to play every single day? Yes, that's probably why he was mad. Well, the thing got mishandled from the get-go. And I think, if I'm Jimmy and I'm Grandy and we have an ex-teammate or a teammate that's not doing things like they should be doing, we pull him aside, all three of us, and we convince him to come into the things that we want to do together. This should have been in the hands of baseball people, not front office people, not leaking it to the media, not having a back and forth between the media and Alex and Sam Kennedy and Breslow. Right. So I think it should have been handled by baseball people, Pedroia, Big Papi.
Okay. That's spot on about four different fronts. Like, you're going to walk away thinking, yeah, they should have had baseball people do it. But think about some of the other stuff that he said in there, and don't forget what he said at the very, very beginning, because I think that that's the important part for Giants fans. You can get caught up into the weeds of what Boston did wrong, how they should have handled it differently, who they should have had handle it. But in the end, that's sort of irrelevant to Giants fans now. What's relevant to me is whether or not this guy is a good clubhouse guy
right.
or bad clubhouse guy. Pedro's words right there. If you paint Rafi Devers as a bad clubhouse guy, it's a lie.
You're lying. You're lying.
That's what I'm taking out of that.
Absolutely. And I defy anybody to go back and find accounts in the past of Rafael Devers being a bad teammate. You can see stuff this year when things went south and they signed Bregman and he didn't want to move to first, and then they needed him to play first. They wanted him back at third and he felt jacked around, and so he didn't want to do it. And so that's a this season thing. But you go back in the previous years and you're not going to find those stories of him being a malcontent, a bad clubhouse guy. You and I were talking during the break about a stat that you thought you had heard, and I found it, which is he leads baseball in extra base hits since 2019.
There it is.
That's okay. A long stretch of time.
Yes, it is.
And he is numero uno in extra base hits over that, what, six-year period going into this year. So tough to be a malcontent and a bad teammate when you're out there raking. You really have to go out of your way to be a bad actor and still go out there and play well.
By the way, they also won a World Series with him.
Yeah.
So how bad could he have been? By the way, right before you traded him, they had won 5 games in a row. They had just swept the New York Yankees. He was the best hitter on your team as you started to go on these winning streaks. And so maybe those feel like small samples to people, but I just, it's like, where is your evidence, Boston? Where's your evidence?
Well, the evidence is only what you think about what happened here.
I would even, if we're going to, and it's so easy for us in this market to do this, if we're going to compare this to Jimmy Butler, like if the Miami Heat go on a smear campaign of Jimmy Butler, and to a degree there was a little bit of that, if you said, where's the evidence, Miami's going to be like, well, here it is. Here's the evidence. By the way, the entire history of Jimmy Butler's career is the evidence. Like, he's worked his way off of a number of rosters. There are a number of people who have been bothered, rubbed the wrong way
sure.
by Jimmy Butler through the years. Where's your evidence on Rafi Devers?
Nobody doesn't exist.
Nobody's ever said a word about this until 5 weeks ago.
Right, until this situation and this year. And even if you don't love the way it played out, and I don't give the Red Sox organization 100% of the blame. I think that they take on the majority of the blame, but Rafael Devers could have done things to defuse it when maybe he could have done things to be more of a team player. He chose not to, and it's because, in his eyes, he was disrespected. He was not consulted about a guy coming in to take his position, and he was hurt by that. And he gets the right to have whatever feelings he wants to have about that. But if I look at the pie chart of blame, for me, it's not 100% and zero. The Boston organization shoulders the majority of it, no doubt.
Yeah, I tend to, at least the way I kind of live my life or my experiences, I don't think 100% of the blame almost ever exists. I know that there are,
yep.
right, there's some excessive situations
sure.
that might cross people's minds when I say that, but I mean in the normal everyday of life and the things that happen in business and in family and whatnot, I don't think 100% blame almost ever exists. So I'll agree with you there. But the bottom line is also, you know, I've said this to you before. I laugh when people go, everybody needs to be treated the same. No, that's not the way it works.
No,
like,
it's
you
not.
Don't treat your kids the same as you would treat the neighbor's kids. You know, like
Well, you don't treat your own kids the same as you treat your own kids.
That's another good point. You know what I mean?
Like, you got three, and the three of them get treated in different ways in different situations.
Absolutely. And part of that is because they've earned it. Part of that is because of what age they might be, what
exactly.
the circumstances are. And the circumstances are here, this is your best player, period.
And he's a vet.
So I don't care if you think that the center fielder who's batting 200, well, everybody's the same. No, they're not. And that's what I think a lot. The Red Sox voices I want to listen to, Pedro Martinez, Manny Ramirez said it today. You do not treat the face of your organization this way. If the Warriors brought in a new point guard, pretty sure they'd ask Steph. We think,
Chef. Well, they did, Chris Paul,
yeah.
and I bet you they asked him.
You're damn right they did.
And they asked Draymond, hey, we're looking at a possible deal here where, you know, we can get rid of some salary and we'll bring in a vet for 1 year. What do you think about Chris Paul, Steph? Never heard of him.
Never heard of him.
If they didn't want Chris Paul here, Chris Paul wouldn't have been here.
So. Yeah, David in El Cerrito. Hi, David. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Thank you. I don't Listen, the Red Sox are the only ones who had to deal with this, right? They're the only ones that know the relationship between the player and the organization. People break up with people all the time. Sometimes those people marry other people afterward. So it works out at some other point down the road with other people. But when we're saying assigning blame based on a percentage basis, I don't know that the Red Sox have a history of doing this. So clearly, whatever the negativity existed between the two of them, it clearly existed, or they wouldn't make such a drastic decision. So I don't see why there's a need to defend the player and denigrate the organization, because clearly it's their experience and their history is a pretty strong history.
Okay, so David, can I answer that? Just from my standpoint, there's two things that stand out. A, I would argue that the Red Sox recent history does include this. Devers is not the first. They got into a messy contract situation with Mookie Betts, and they've got all kinds of egg on their face because of the way that played out. The Dodgers are champions, and the Red Sox got two players who couldn't play, quite frankly. So I do think that they've got that. And B, the reason I feel the need to defend the player is because, to your point, if you want to get divorced, get divorced. But once the divorce is over, you don't need to get out there in front of cameras and start ripping the person you just left. And that's what they're doing. They're on a smear campaign. And I don't think that that's appropriate at all.
He's the statistical star, as you guys pointed out. So talking to former players who aren't in the day-to-day locker room or dealing with him, like, something clearly went bad between them and him. And I just feel like, look, he might be in a better situation now, but it's not going to change the situation whether people are blaming the Red Sox or not. He's either going to come here and succeed or he won't. But I'm talking historical. They're a pretty, you know, they've done pretty well for themselves as a franchise over the last 20, 25 years. It's not like they're a suffering team. Everyone makes mistakes. But I'm saying they had the relationship. It went sour. Good people get in bad relationships all the time. Maybe this is one of those situations. I don't know that assigning blame to them at 100% or 90 or 80 makes any sense. It's just oil and water, and it didn't mix. So hopefully it mixes here.
I hear you, David. I see it a little bit differently, because I do think that the process used by any business, and we're in the business of sports, needs to be analyzed. And we've had a lot of smart baseball people come on over the last 48 hours and say, this is bad business. You do not do this. You don't do this with great players. And you certainly, as Pedro Martinez is saying, do not leave it to owners to come in here and try to smooth something like this over. You want to understand baseball people? You use baseball people. That's why the Giants let Buster Posey run this entire show, as opposed to Greg Johnson when it came to a major acquisition. That's all. That's kind of where I'm coming from, at least. All right, Alex Pavlovich is at the ballpark and will join us next. Listen in between 5 and 5:30 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. This is tomorrow night against the Golden State Valkyries. Also, remember, we're giving you the chance to win My Chemical Romance tickets July 19th in Oracle coming up next segment. This is Willard and...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dibs. Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Absolute pleasure. Willard and Dibs, y'all take it easy. Have a good one. Enjoy the game tonight.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, we've been talking all day, all week, all the great stuff we've got going on to give away. And it's coming like a freight train now. So we're about to talk with Alex Pavlovich, Giants insider, NBC Sports Bay Area on the River Islands guest line. Soon as that conversation's over, then it's My Chemical Romance time. And July 19th at Oracle Park, we'll have a couple of tickets. They may well turn into suite tickets. We'll tell you all about that. And then just after 5 o'clock, between 5 and 5:30, your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Valkyries take on Caitlin Clark and the Fever tomorrow night at Chase Center. So lots going on. Let's go out to Alex Pavlovich, though, and check in live from the stadium, night two of Rafael Devers as a Giant. Hey, Pavs, what's going on, man?
What's going on? Am I eligible for these? Do I have to listen after a...
gonna have to check. I'm going to have to run that up the flagpole. We'll see.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be fun tomorrow night, though, right?
I didn't realize. Yeah, it will. That's a day game for the Giants.
Yep.
So doubleheader time.
That's right. So you can check out Giants and then just wiggity-walk your way
on
down
over
to see us over there at Chase Center. Exactly. So, yeah, big night in the Bay tomorrow for sure. Pavs, there's so much to get to after the way this has played out this week. I know you spent some time directly with basically ownership. I know the representative of ownership in Greg Johnson yesterday. What did you gather from him in this situation?
Yeah, I'll plug. I have a whole behind-the-scenes story on how Rafael Devers became a Giant. But I think the main thing I gathered from Greg was you know, a little bit of the urgency. And I thought that was fascinating because it's June 17th when he shows up, and this just doesn't happen in Major League Baseball. I mean, trades like this, they either happen in the offseason or they happen on July 31st, like 3 hours before the deadline. This just doesn't happen this way. And it did. That was the part of it, I think, that reminded me. I know everyone's made the Luka comparison. That was the part that reminded me most of that, was just the Giants kind of convinced the Red Sox, one, to keep this really quiet. And I think the Red Sox wanted it to be quiet as well, obviously, because they didn't want their star player being out there in more rumors after everything he's gone through media-wise the last few months. But two, to get this done early and not take this into a bidding war and take this offer that is probably not the best offer they could have gotten at some point. So I thought that was really interesting and a little bit of, you know, gamesmanship. And I think the Giants played this really smart by avoiding the potential of somebody else coming in and July 27th, 28th and saying, we'll give you better prospects or we'll take on the whole deal and give you five guys, whatever it would be. So that was my main takeaway.
What's the big difference in regimes from the previous one to the Buster Posey era that allowed this to happen in such a swift fashion?
Well, I think for me, that's always tough because I go back to, like, they were 3-4 hours away from introducing Carlos Correa and just were uncomfortable with the ankle. I know it ultimately, I mean, I don't think they're going to be wrong on that one health-wise, but they did actually agree to terms on one of these deals, and they got one of these guys, the previous regime did, and something that we've never seen before happen. So I've always been a little hesitant to like fully blame it on them there, but I do think this regime, there's a little bit more urgency, and I do think there's a little bit more like, what are we doing right now as opposed to looking long term and thinking long term. I mean, I the one downside of all this is there is a point at some point in the future, I think, where these contracts are going to hurt and they're going to have to figure out where to play everybody and figure out how to get some athleticism on this roster in 3 to 4 years. But I don't think Buster is that worried about that right now, because he sees a pitching staff that he thinks can go out and compete for a title, and they're trying to do that.
Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area, is with us here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. I think what you're touching on there, Alex, is something that fans want to know about. Like, the dynamic between Farhan and Greg Johnson when discussing a big deal versus the dynamic between Buster Posey and Greg Johnson. How would you compare and contrast those?
Well, Farhan had their trust. I mean, right, you know, really until the end. I mean, he did convince them to give $360 million to a guy and be in on multiple other guys at similar levels and be in on Ohtani at $700 million. But I think there's a key thing now. Buster is part of the ownership group. He's part of the board. It's just different. Like, it's a different level, I think, of trust. And I also think this is maybe a little corny, but, like, it's got to be pretty hard to the ownership group who have seen him help him win three titles here. It's basically mostly the same people to say no if he comes to you in June and says, we can get Rafael Devers. I know we just signed Chapman long-term and Lee long-term and Adames long-term. I know you didn't expect to spend this much in 2025, but here's the guy, and we're going to pick up $255 million. I think it's a little bit tougher to say that to someone with Buster's stature, and also someone who, you know, everyone up and down in the organization trusts his commitment to winning. And if he says this is the best way to win in San Francisco, I think that's really easy for everyone to get on board with.
And yesterday, you have the introductory press conference before he goes out and plays his first game, and Mark was pointing it out before. Most, if not all, the team was in the room. How unprecedented is that, and what was the feeling in the room when you saw all his teammates out there?
Well, it's unprecedented because of the timing of it, because these things never happen in season. Like, if Logan Webb would sign a $300 million extension, I think the whole team would be there because they're around. So that's why it was such a strange thing, because usually when we are up there on the club level, and we did it with Adames, they tried to do it with Correa. They have had these press conferences at other spots for other big guys over the years. And it's almost December, and all these guys are back home. So it was just very strange, the fact that they could all just take an elevator and sit up there and watch this and I think take the whole thing in. So that to me, like, the main takeaway from yesterday was just how weird this is to happen in June.
Pavs, you said off the top that you've got something coming with regard to sort of like the art of all of this and how it all came together. I'd love to know what you're willing to share on that, and start with this specifically. What was the conversation surrounding Bryce Eldridge? I know the Red Sox asked, and what do the Giants think about that? Was it considered? What is it, a hard no? What's the story there?
Well, I'll share it all because the story is up already. It's on NBC
okay.
Sports.
Okay, let's ride.
All right. But I will. So there's no secrets here, and I think other people reported this as well. But the first ask was for Bryce Eldridge. I mean, obviously they're you know, straight to the top, and it was a hard no from Buster, and just he is untouchable for this organization. I think, you know, that part of it is not surprising at all. I think what was fascinating was just how much after that, you know, it's Birdsong, it's Wisenhunt, it was Harrison and Tibbs, and how much the Red Sox tried to get, and as you would expect for someone like Devers. And ultimately, as Greg Johnson told me yesterday, he said he kind of had to call ownership there and be like, look, we're trying to get this done. We actually are trying to get this done, and we think you guys are just pushing a little bit too hard in terms of prospects. And I've always been a big believer in Kyle Harrison. I mean, Bob Elvin just said 10 minutes ago, he said he's going to be really, really good over there. The Giants really believe in him. James Tibbs is a first rounder last year. We'll see where that goes. So they did give up a couple of guys, but if you would have asked me a year ago when we didn't know that Devers would become available, what it would take in a deal like this, I would have said like four or five of them. I would have said it would be Birdsong and Harrison and Tibbs and, you know, maybe throw in a Luciano just as a flyer. So I think the fact that they were able to get out of this just with the two and really just with Tibbs is so far away. He's in high A. I think that was pretty important.
Did it come down basically then to just the money? Once Boston knew that the Giants would take on the totality of the contract, that gave the Giants the leverage to then send back fewer prospects. Is that the way that you were gleaning that this worked out?
Yeah, I asked Greg directly yesterday. I said, are you having this press conference if you don't take on the entire contract? And he paused and he said, no. I think it was, you kind of look around the league and try to figure out who can take on an entire deal like this at this point. And like the Yankees could if they wanted to, they're not going to trade him to the Yankees. The Blue Jays could if they wanted to, they're not going to trade him there. The Dodgers obviously do not need a designated hitter. San Diego's strapped. So there's not that many teams that could have taken this entire contract off their books. I think maybe you could come up with like one other one if you really search. So that was important. And I think the other thing was it just really sounded from everything I've heard and learned the last 48 hours that Boston was really ready to move on and the Giants were ready to move quickly and take all the money and give them what they felt was enough in terms of a package coming back. So they ultimately matched up that way.
Alex Pavlovich, Giants insider, NBC Sports Bay Area with us, Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Alex, I know that for some fans, a little bit of the shine had come off Harrison, but I'm interested with those names that you just threw out there. In the minds of the Giants, have Birdsong, Roop, maybe even Wisenhunt, have they passed Harrison in terms of prospects?
No, I don't think so. Actually, what was really interesting to me is Sunday I was kind of digging in pregame before our entire world went crazy with the first tweet from Robert Murray. I was kind of digging in on their pitching, and you know, I had heard it wasn't automatic that Kyle would come out of the rotation when Verlander returned this week. They still feel very strongly about him. You know, one thing that hasn't really gotten a lot of play the last couple of days because of all the excitement is, like, they're going to hit innings limits with some of these young guys. And Kyle, they would not have been in that situation with him because he did spend most of last season in a rotation. He's a little bit more built up physically. He got a little bit of a late start because of the spring. I think he was the one. If you had asked me which one of all these young starters is most likely to start game three of a postseason series, I would have said Kyle Harrison because I think he was physically going to be prepared for that. And he was throwing, you know, there's still some inconsistency there, but he was throwing it about as well as I've seen him at times. And I would always, like, I've told some Red Sox people this. I'm like, go back just 2 years and watch his first start here at Oracle Park and how electric that was and what he did to the Cincinnati Reds. And the Giants have never forgotten that. And he's only 23 years old. You know, last year was tough with the injuries, but I don't think any of the shine was off in terms of the Giants' perspective. And for the Red Sox, who are a pretty smart organization and have done a good job of building prospect capital, like, Harrison was a must-have for him.
You look at innings limits, and I'm glad you mentioned that because Mark and I were discussing it earlier, and you're talking about Birdsong and Landon Root potentially. Do you think the Giants could still be buyers in the market for a starting pitcher?
I do. I don't know if necessarily it'll be a starter. I mean, if it is, if there's an opportunity, I mean, I do think you're in a position now where you start – like asking yourself who starts game three and game four of a postseason series if you get there, and are you comfortable with the options you have in-house? And certainly Justin Verlander, if he can stay healthy, is one of those guys. Hayden Birdsong, if he can keep pushing an entire season, I think can be one of those guys. But I do think that's a conversation to be had. There are probably some other minor holes here. I mean, they'll figure out – they have enough guys, I think, that they can figure out second base, but the production's tailed off in right field. We'll see where they go there and see what's available. But I do think they probably have to be careful as well because, look, after Bryce Eldridge, it gets pretty shallow pretty quickly in terms of prospects. So I don't know that you want to be giving up – certainly they're in go-for-it mode, but I don't know that you want to be getting into bidding wars on July 31st and maybe mortgaging more of the future than they already have.
Alex, this is great stuff, and I'm still trying to put all the puzzle pieces together. So take me through this, kind of like how this all comes together. I get why the Red Sox don't want this to go public, but when you have a talent like Rafi Devers and you call a team and you say, we want your number one prospect, and their answer is flat no, like no, yeah, we're not doing that. How the hell did the Giants convince the Red Sox to not go, fine, then we're going to call other teams who will give us their top prospect?
Well, I think first it goes back to the question you guys asked about money. That's really important here. I mean, the ability to take on, it's about $255 million. Like, there are a lot of people around the game who are concerned about what this contract's going to look like long term, and we don't know. I mean, it's he might be someone who is able to be your star DH until he's 40. We don't know. I think the fact that he had fallen so out of favor in Boston that they're ready to just move on and wash their hands of this whole thing, and I think that made the money important. And then I will go back to what I say. I mean, you know, Kyle's 23. He's the age of most top prospects that they would be asking about from other teams. He, you know, Eldridge is a different case, but if you are looking for a top guy, like, he's 15 months removed from being the top left-handed pitching prospect in baseball. So I do think that's a major piece and can't really be understated that they did get at least one major, major piece if you look at his pedigree and the way he has thrown the last month.
And you look at this team now, Alex, and Mark and I were talking about it earlier. You've got five, maybe six regular position players who will be in there night in and night out. What have you seen from the clubhouse this year about morale as it pertains to the stability that you now have in this lineup?
Yeah, I mean, morale, I think I talked to you guys about this recently. It's been it's just like been really steady, and it's been really, I think, something that has helped. People ask, like, even before the Devers move, I mean, I'll have friends on other teams who come in, and beat writers and executives I've known who go like, what's kind of going on over there? And I'm like, well, the pitching's really good, the bullpen's awesome, but this is a group that genuinely really gets along. They're all, I think, pushing in the same direction, and I think that is something that has helped them. And this is, you know, now they have kind of the superstar in the middle of the lineup, and I think what will help, everything that went wrong in Boston the last year and a half, and Boston people are still trying to figure out exactly how all this happened. But I think what will really help is that he doesn't have to do any of the stuff he was asked to do in Boston. He just has to come here and hit. Willy Adames will handle, you know, being the clubhouse guy. Matt Chapman will handle that. Logan Webb will handle that. So I think a lot of pressure will be taken off of him because it has been a really good clubhouse in here and one that communicates. And that also comes from the top. I mean, it really, where this all fell apart was Devers' relationship with the front office in Boston. And here, the one thing we've heard over and over again, going back to the Adames deal, going back to Verlander, is how well Buster Posey communicates as a recent former player with other players. And I think that'll help quite a bit.
Alex, you were around him all afternoon yesterday. What were your first impressions of Rafi the person?
Very, very happy. I think he had a smile on his face the entire day. You know, look, we don't know where this is all going to go. I mean, this is it did get pretty ugly in Boston. I will say, talking to some people there, like, they didn't dislike him. They were just it just got really contentious, and I think there were things he didn't want to do, and that does include, like, you know, some of the stuff that traditionally you do see. I mean, you hit a walk off homer, and you do the post game and. You do the post-game TV interview, and then maybe you do some radio, and you do the post-game scrum. I think there's stuff that he wasn't really as comfortable with the last year, but it's a fresh start here. It's certainly a different market. I'm sure he took notice last night that he struck out in his first at-bat and got, like, half a standing ovation.
Right.
This is not Boston. It's going to be a completely different thing for him. And I think my main impression from him and from talking to people who know him the last few days and going back to Sunday is this is a guy who just wants to play baseball. He just wants to play, and he just wants to hit. And here in San Francisco, that will be what he is asked to do. He's not going to be asked to do anything beyond that. I don't remember where – I think Greg said this to John Shea yesterday. He asked about being the face of the franchise, and he said, we have like four of them.
Yep.
So he's not going to be asked to do too much of that. And I think that'll really benefit him because he is one of the 10, 15 best hitters in the world. And all they're going to ask him to do here in San Francisco is fix the lineup.
Alex, real quick before you go, what's your best guess as to when he plays first base? And I ask that with the breaking news in mind that apparently he is warming up tonight with a first base glove for the first time.
Well, I think he worked out lightly yesterday with maybe his third base glove.
Yeah.
I would think this would take some time. I'm watching him actually right now take grounders. I think I don't know that as funny as it would be for him to play first base on Friday night against the Red Sox after refusing to do it in Boston. I don't know that Bob Melvin is, one, I 100% know Bob Melvin's not a troll. And I don't know that he's someone who wants to put that on his plate. I think in an ideal world, they would let him get really comfortable here in San Francisco. Remember, this is a guy who signed when he was 16.
Yep.
He has been a Red Sox his entire career. He just not too long ago signed a 10-year contract to be there the rest of his career. Goes across the entire country. A lot's going to be thrown at him. It's going to be an emotional weekend. It would be hilarious if they do that Friday. My guess is they want to get him comfortable there for about a week and then take a look. But he's played third base his entire career, and I don't think it would be too much of a stretch for him to move over. So we'll see. But my guess is they're going to be patient here.
If you're looking at him, does he look comfortable?
Yeah, it's basically spring training. it's when you watch a guy just field grounders. I think first base is a really hard position to judge in game. I think they probably want him to get settled here, and you do have to figure out a little bit. And this is what Bryce Eldridge is getting a crash course in: the cutoff throws. That you get a grounder to first with a runner on third, you're coming home, or runner on second, are you going to third? So there are actually some intricacies there, but we'll see. I would guess that right now, given where the lineup is, and we did see last night, I mean, two runs, that it's like, hey, Rafi, go out and please just help us score for the next couple of weeks, and we'll reevaluate after that.
No doubt. All right, go talk to Stephen Vogt. Thank you very much, Alex. We appreciate you.
All right, guys. Anytime.
Okay, there it is. That's Alex Pavlovich, NBC Sports Bay Area, Giants insider, Rafi Devers. Right now, as we speak, has a first base glove on his hand and is fielding ground balls.
With a first baseman's glove, which is pretty exciting. Yesterday he was taking grounders over at first with his little third baseman's glove, so it's probably a get-to-know-you sesh right now with that oversized, kind of differently shaped mitt.
Yeah, absolutely. How long will it take? Probably more than the next couple of days is the best guess right now. Okay, who wants to win? Huh? You want to win a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance on July 19th at Oracle Park? Well, we are giving you that chance right now and all week long right here on Willard and Dibs, the 4 o'clock hour every day this week. One of you five winners is going to get upgraded to two suite tickets, all of this courtesy of Live Nation. All you have to do is be caller five right now on our contest line. That is 415-523-4652. 415-523-4652. Caller 5 right now is the winner of a pair of tickets to see My Chemical Romance and the chance to be upgraded to suite tickets. All of that is yours. Good luck to each and every one of you. Remember, we'll be doing it every day this week, so you got chances on Thursday and Friday as well. And if you want more info and to buy My Chemical Romance suite tickets, log on to sfgiants.com/concerts. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And we're also going to be here for the 5 o'clock hour. And in that 5 o'clock hour, you and I will become game show hosts yet again.
Okay.
And we will give away tickets for somebody to go to the Valkyries game tomorrow night and watch Caitlin Clark, and see if anybody gives her a forearm shiver yet again while the officials sit there and watch and do nothing.
Not if, but who. Who will be the one to dole out the shiv?
Come on, Valks. Be above it.
You know what? You play to win the game.
Yes, you play to win the game.
Hello?
You don't play to hurt the other team on purpose because you're mad because she gets more attention than
if
you.
If it works, go out and do it.
Nah, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out on beating up Caitlin Clark because she's Caitlin Clark.
I'm beating her up.
Yes,
they were. It also didn't work last night. The Fever won handily.
Yes, they did.
Right. It's an over-dramatization sensation is what this is right now. They're not beating her up.
Dude.
Cha-ching! She got put to the floor. Over it.
After getting poked in the eye.
Inadvertently.
And acting like, maybe.
Perhaps.
And acting like this is the first time it's happened is crazy.
It's not.
Do you honestly, you don't think there's any jealousy in the league?
I don't know
Clark?
If it's, there's probably some jealousy, but there's also, I think, a healthy degree of this is how you think that you can try to slow her down and stop her.
Did you know that they made the final of the WNBA version of the NBA Cup?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, with that win last night, whenever the hell it was.
Big.
Yeah.
Big if true.
They're in. They get an extra game, Dibs.
The Commissioner's Cup.
The Commissioner's Cup.
Yeah, it's big for the league. Who are they going to face? Do we know yet?
One of the other teams.
There you go.
Yeah.
As of last night, we did not yet know.
Yeah, okay. But that's my prediction. It's going to be one of the other WNBA teams.
But if you're going for the cup, then she's probably going to get cuffed around. That's a big game.
Yeah, they play for money.
Of course.
They get extra money.
And in this one, it actually matters.
Yes, it does.
This time it counts.
Although Caitlin's doing just fine.
I would imagine.
Caitlin's doing fine. All right, Chris Cotillo, Mass Live, and has all kinds of insight on the Devers and Red Sox situation, been covering baseball for years, been covering the Sox for years. He's going to join us in about 20 minutes. Your first impressions of Devers, 888-957-9570.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Willard and Dibs.
I'm here to give my 100%. I don't put any buts. They're the men in charge. I am here to play wherever they want me to play.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
You know, in talking to Alex Pavlovich, Giants insider, and Chris Cotillo is going to join us shortly. He's a Red Sox beat writer for MassLive.com, but has covered baseball for years, multiple teams, has some Bay Area roots as well. We'll get further insight into how this whole thing comes together. But I had sort of forgotten, in all of the sort of energy and fun behind just Devers getting here and playing a baseball game, I'd sort of forgot the fact that 48 hours from right now, the Giants are playing the Red Sox.
His team. Here. The Sox come back.
That's right.
It'd be a little sexier if it was actually in Boston.
Ooh.
But, I mean, that would be...
That'd be a lot.
It would be a lot.
That would be a lot.
Even facing the old team. And you know what I would do if I was Boston manager.
Oh, yeah. You'd dot that guy.
First at bat.
Dot him.
If John Henry's going to be here,
by the way,
he picks up the phone, and then you see the skipper in the dugout. He answers the phone, that knowing nod. Then you make the sign out to the mound. Hey, here's Rafa Devers for the first time. Oh, and he hits him.
Well,
and he hit him.
This point you're making is baked in our conversation, if not argument from years ago, that you wanted the Giants to dot Aaron Judge for not signing with them.
First thing.
I would argue...
Light him up, he played you.
As ridiculous as that is, I would argue that this... I wouldn't do either, but there's more, I guess, reason for this than there was that. Like, again, if there are Boston people on that team who feel like he was a clubhouse cancer and turned their back on them and all of those things, and then flew across the country to say all the things to the Giants fans that he wouldn't say to Red Sox fans, yeah, I mean, you could pitch me on this. Again, I think in general, the whole idea of dotting people, I still don't know what it is you actually get out of it as a baseball team, other than there now there's a man at first.
Revenge.
In what way?
You throw a baseball at somebody you don't like and right. It hurts.
Yeah, okay, so they've got a bruise, and then they're on first.
Okay.
Like, I guess, and we don't need to go too deep into as a
you're just
fan.
You're not a vengeful person.
No, but
and
you're
I get
a fan.
That.
Why would you want your team to put someone on first base? You don't care about the bruises they get. They're not yours. You don't get the revenge. You don't feel the pain. You just want, I've been told, your team to win. You don't care about anything else.
Well, if you don't...
That is an against winning move.
Well, it's not only about winning, and it's one base out of 162 games.
It's,
so it's not
only about winning for the fans?
For the fans, it's also about the visceral hatred or dislike of a player. And okay. So, yeah, like in football, sometimes you want to see somebody get hit hard because it's a player maybe you don't like, and you know, sometimes you got to take a 15-yard penalty. And you and I disagree on this because this is the nature of pro sports a lot of times. And in a baseball game, you're playing 162, and you're talking about 90 feet one time in one inning. This is not going to make or break your season. This is a minor scintilla of a moment in a year.
It could.
Sure.
It could.
If it does, if you lose the playoff berth because you gave up a hit by pitch in one game out of 162.
You could lose that one game. In 2021, they won 107 games. The Dodgers won 106.
Right. You could also pick him off after you hit him. So get a double play and it doesn't even hurt you.
Yeah, that could happen, but you have no idea what's going to happen next. Again, I we don't need to go down the rabbit hole.
Right.
I just, to me, are the Red Sox going to do anything like that this weekend? Probably not. It's too obvious. And here's the other side to it. I know a lot of managers who let the players kind of manage that stuff themselves. Now, I do think that managers call, you know, purpose pitches from the dugout at times. But I also know times where the players police themselves. And here's my hot take for this series. I don't think the Red Sox players dislike Rafael Devers. Yeah. Not even a little bit.
We'll see. I mean, I think you're probably right. I think that the owner, who I don't believe is going to pitch in the series.
Not a probable.
And the GM, who used to be a pitcher, I don't know if he's good to go to join the roster and, you know, get some action back against him. But I think you're probably right about what the actual players think. I don't really know what the players think.
If the Boston, actually, this would be a good question for Chris Cotillo, who's joining us in 5 minutes. If you gave, and I don't even know who the hell pitches for the Red Sox, who's their best pitcher, Grandy? Who's the best pitcher on the Red Sox?
Garrett Crochet.
All right, Crochet.
He pitched yesterday.
He's healthy? Okay, great. If you gave Garrett Crochet a ball, all right, you gave him a baseball and sent him out to the mound, and you put Rafi Devers in the left-handed batter's box, and you put John Henry in the right-handed batter's box, and you said throw the ball at one of them, who's he throwing the ball at? I'd love to hear Chris Cotillo answer that question. I want to know who the Red Sox players and Alex Cora are actually mad at. Because I know the people speaking would love to have us all believe that they're mad at Rafi Devers, and my bet is they're all ticked off that he's not on the team anymore. That'd be my really good guess.
Unless he really is a clubhouse problem. And if that's the case, then the answer will be different. But I don't believe that, you know, a widespread feeling in the clubhouse is that, good, we're glad you're gone. Take your 900 OPS and go.
Right.
We don't want you around here anymore, you base hit happened, you home run hitter.
I mean, I don't think that they would agree with, what's his name, Breslow, the GM of the Red Sox, who said we are now basically, we believe we're going to win more games because of this trade this year. We're going to be better off without Rafi Devers on the team.
Yeah, it's a stretch.
Come on. Come on. What are we doing out there, by the way? What, like, this whole thing, you know, and we're even seeing a lot of it. Our text line right here, 510, Red Sox fans are the worst. They're basically Philadelphia fans without the fun. I mean, that's a great text. I don't understand. And it's funny that we were just having a side conversation about, do you sort of lead your behavior based on your anger or your vengeance? The whole city and their sports fans seem to be led by that. Like, that's what's governing their decisions on the daily basis. Anger, ego, showing people up, right? That's what the Celtics fans' reputation is. And now you've got Red Sox ownership who keeps getting into odds situations with their best players and sending them out of town as if it's like, yeah, we showed you. What the hell does that do? What did you show Rafi? Now he makes the exact same salary and lives in better weather with fans who will cheer him more. Is that what, like, who showed you? Take that, Rafi.
Right.
Now when you strike out, people will cheer you.
Standing ovation.
Like, what on earth did you actually just do to Rafi? All you did was step on your own foot. That's all I see.
Yeah, you ultimately decided that you couldn't have him around anymore because he was a bad actor, and so you feel like you got something for him. And Alex Pavlovich just joined us, and he's more bullish on the trade for mm-hmm. Boston than most people we've talked to, and it's because he's high on Kyle Harrison. So, and he's right. 15 months ago, he was the top pitching prospect in baseball, and he's been okay so far as a major leaguer, but he's only 23, so that's Boston's signature part of the trade coming back, and he's in AAA right now.
Yep,
so
yep.
I don't know if they think that he needs to work on some pitches, or I don't know what the motivation would be. If you thought that he was that great and ready to go, you'd have him in your starting rotation, I would figure.
You would think, yeah. I don't know the answer to that question at all, but I'm with you and what Alex sort of said. Like, I never really bought this idea that, wow, the Giants gave up nothing. No, that's not true, but I don't see it as a very risky deal. It seems like a no-brainer type of a deal. And the main congratulations that I would send to Buster Posey, beyond just the idea of getting it done, is the fact that he felt comfortable. This is a confident thing here. He felt comfortable with the idea that we could get Devers, but no, I'm not giving you Bryce Eldridge. And if you demand Bryce Eldridge, this conversation's over. I love that.
Yeah.
Now, I don't even know what Bryce Eldridge is going to be. But that's clearly what the Giants think. The Giants are that high on him. And if they're that high on him, stick to your damn guns and trust that you won't just lose out on the deal based on the concept of holding on to Bryce Eldridge. They did it. And he essentially, that served both masters, if you will, to be able to hold Bryce and introduce Rafi today, yesterday. That to me is a pretty big win, knowing that that's what the Red Sox wanted in the first place.
And I love the little nugget about owner calling owner and saying, you guys are going too hard right now. We want to make this deal happen. You know, Greg Johnson calling the Boston ownership, yep, John Henry, and saying, you know, you guys are asking for too much. We want this deal to be done. And, you know, we want to get the player, and we're willing to take on the money. So dial it back a couple of clicks, knock it off. Yeah. You're not getting Bryce Eldridge. Who do you want beyond that?
Yeah.
And if it's Carson Wisenhunt, well, I mean, keep going down. Maybe Harrison was the next name. And so, all right, we're open to Harrison, but here's an idea. You take Jordan Hicks as well, and he's got some money there that, you know, you're going to have to deal with for a little while. And then, you know, we could talk about a couple more prospects, and let's make this happen.
I do love that. I love that. I mean, quite frankly, that's kind of, it sounds to me like Greg Johnson gave John Henry the advice that John Henry needed about the whole thing. Calm down. How about that?
Right.
Just calm down.
Knock it off.
Like, actually, if he had calmed down, Rafi Devers might still be a Red Sox.
Well, but he should still be a Red Sox.
Yeah, like, again, this is what Bowden kept telling us yesterday. I think ego and anger, hurt feelings, ended up leading this whole thing. And it's like, it's totally understandable, but it's that human emotion that we, like, I don't know, we've all had this conversation 1,000 times, right? You're not supposed to act based on emotion. It's like, I've had to learn this lesson 1,000 times in my life. And I've told you this. Christy will text me when it's time to say it, and she'll say the same thing every time. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Go to bed. And it's maddening advice at the time, and it's right every time. Go to bed. Because when you wake up tomorrow, you're going to feel different about this. You're not going to be tired. You're not going to be stressed. You're not going to be triggered.
Angry, yeah.
You're going to be fine. And now you're going to see this through a whole different light. So John Henry should have gone to bed. And maybe that's what part of what Greg Johnson was calling him to say. Take a nap.
Right. Not take a lap.
Not take a lap. Take a nap. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Keep that in mind. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Also,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.